USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. will share millions of doses of COVID vaccines with the countries that need it the most.
Having successfully secured enough supply of vaccine for Americans, we are donating surplus U.S. vaccine supply and encouraging other countries with surplus supplies to do the same.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients. Most of the vaccines will be directed to the United Nations COVAX program. That announcement came just shortly after the World Health Organization made a new plea for vaccine sharing due to spiking cases of COVID-19 in Africa. The WHO's vaccine expert is saying that immunizing children is not a high priority. They say this is given the limited global supply of vaccines at this time. A growing number of wealthier countries have authorized the shots for teens and younger children. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Biden administration is warning private companies to be careful and protect themselves after two major ransomware attacks.
Business leaders have a responsibility to strengthen their cyber defenses to protect the American public and our economy.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. In a memo, National Cybersecurity Advisor Ann Neuberger warned that no company is safe from being targeted and they should take the threat seriously. On Wednesday, the FBI confirmed that a group based in Russia is to blame for the ransomware attack against meat processing company JBS. There's another meeting planned on Friday between President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. The two sides are working to reach a compromise on infrastructure. The Biden administration says regardless of changes to Israel's government that could possibly include a new prime minister, most of the relationship between the two countries will remain the same. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Duke basketball coach Kay says he's retiring for his family, but not due to changes in his health. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
Duke's men's basketball head coach Mike Krzyzewski made it official Thursday, announcing that he'll retire at the end of the upcoming season. Coach Kay guided Duke to 12 Final Fours and 5 national championships in his 41 years with the Blue Devils and won 3 Olympic gold medals as the coach of Team USA. He said that he wasn't retiring for health reasons or because of changes in the college game, but that it was time to spend more time with his family.
It's certainly not about what's going on with college basketball, where, boy, the game's changing. All right, I've been in it for 46 years. You mean the game's never changed? You know, in the progression of the game, we have always had to adapt to the changes in culture, the changes in rules, the changes in the world. We're going through one right now. That's not the reason. Those aren't the reasons. Those would be bad reasons, especially the health one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket has lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center carrying cargo for the International Space Station. On board are tiny squids for medical experiments and improved solar panels. SpaceX plans to dock the capsule at the space station early on Saturday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.